Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome my brothers and sisters to another edition of TNJ Radio. We apologize for the technical difficulties that we just had that just went down. That stuff is out of our control, but we're back again, back to talk this real stuff with y'all, and we really appreciate you hanging out and coming back and kicking it with us. Once again, like I said, we're really excited. This is our first hour-long show. We lost about 15 minutes on that, so we'll go for 45 this time, but way more content, way more real talk, and more importantly, way more solution-based radio like we've been doing the whole time. I'm back in the building with my man, Jay Wells. How you doing, brother?
I'm excellent, bro. Good afternoon, kings and queens. I hope everyone is having a wonderful week. We got some great information to go over today, man. I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. So today, you know, we are talking about something that we kind of got into last week, but it's funny, technical difficulties jumped off again, and for whatever reason, we didn't get to upload that show. But we talked about, and what we're going to talk about tonight is how black folks look for acceptance in all the wrong places, so to speak. And what I mean by that is from white entities such as the Grammy Awards, the Oscars, and those places, and how we don't, you know, we aren't happy with accepting greatness and nominations for awards from our own people. But if we don't get an Oscar or a Grammy, then we are all up in arms. But we all know that these institutions were set up for us to not receive awards from them. And the folks that do the voting, by and large, in those agencies are not us, and they have a vested interest in not putting our people on the scene. And we're not invested financially as well. So it makes sense that we are always and will continue to get the short end of the stick, but we continue to show up. We continue to walk the red carpet. We continue to run on the stage like your boy Kanye would do and then run back down on the stage when somebody doesn't win an award. And what we really want to talk about tonight is why do we continue to look for that validation for our efforts, for our greatness, and more importantly, what are the solutions? What can we do? What can we institute now that we can really do and move forward? Because that's what we're all about here on TNJ Radio, solution-based radio. So to my man Wells, based on all this stuff that's going on, the Grammys that just passed, the Oscars that are coming up on February 22nd, what is your overall view on how black folks try and fit into these circles, you know, kind of that circle, that square peg in the round hole?
For me personally, like the belief that black people, especially in entertainment, have that search for white validation, that's something that just sickens me, because everything that they do, especially when it comes to music, they steal from us. Going back, that's a generational thing. Their musical sounds, their movements, their attempted movements, they all stem from things that we do. And like we talk about guys like Sam Smith, for example, stay with me, that's an R&B song. And that's something that really baffles me, is that they reap the benefits of our hard work. And the fact that we continue to set ourselves up for this kind of disappointment is what kind of disgusts me the most. But when you think about it, you go back, man, we can talk about the history of the search for white validation going back to the slave days, you know, that hunger and thirst to be in the house instead of in the field, that house Negro versus field Negro syndrome, like that epic battle, that's something that's been taking place forever. And when you think about it, that's the same type of mentality that kind of led to so many things that have only come back to bite us in the rear end culturally. And that's something that really makes you think about the people that are involved in these award shows and the people that kind of make these decisions. And that's one of those reminders that these shows weren't designed for us. And as you mentioned, there's no investment on their end, and they have no need, and they're not willing to reward us for our hard work. And with everything on TNJ Radio, something we always kind of stress, what are we doing, not what they're doing? And it's one of those things we have to strengthen ourselves and start really and truly believe, and start truly acknowledging our greatness within ourselves, and we have to start promoting and taking ownership of these kind of things. Like the fact that we continue to leave power, the fact that we continue to give people the power to make us feel like they are better than us or feel as if they are shunning us, it's kind of weak to me almost. It's like we shouldn't even empower them that way. It's like it's time for us to empower ourselves and focus on building our own programming, our own forms of acknowledgement. It's like, and you think about it, man, Denzel won an Oscar for Training Day. When in that same film cycle, I'm pretty sure it's the same year he made John Q, which was a more impactful, more insightful, more thought-provoking film. But this guy won an Oscar for being a crooked cop. You know, like that's, and Denzel's like one of the highest gross. He makes a ton of money. They don't mind throwing money at him. But it's the accolades that people aren't, that he's not receiving, and for a true artist, and I'm not an artist in that way, but for most artists, that's what they hunger for more than money, for the most part. And then even using Denzel as an example, going further, this guy won an example for playing a slave in Glory, but he was shunned for playing Malcolm X. It's like you think about that, man. It's like Hollywood has done nothing but disappoint us anyway. And we think about things like the Grammys, what else would have they done except disappoint us anyway? So it's like we continue to give white America the platform to disappoint us instead of focusing on developing our own platforms to award us, our own independent items to award, to acknowledge our own progress, and not necessarily progress, but acknowledge our own accomplishments, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And one of the things that you know, always comes to mind when I think about that is how when and I'm just being extra 100, when a white person gives a black person a compliment on their work, it goes way further than when your own brother and sister tells you you did a good job. And this is essentially the same type of situation. You know, when you get an NAACP Image Award for whatever, let's just say Album of the Year, everybody comes and shows up, and I even feel like the award itself looks better, but that's just, you know, sidetrack. But you get recognized by the people that watch you, that care the most about you, and that's the recognition that you should receive, but it's not enough. You need that validation from the man. You feel me? You need that validation from the masses, from the best way I can put it is white America. If they don't say that you did it right, then you feel like you didn't do it right. And that's complete hogwash. I mean, I've seen some tremendous black movies, some tremendous black albums in terms of music that were way better than anything that I heard from a Taylor Swift. Like, I mean, let's keep it all the way funky. I mean, it was so many dope albums from black artists that came out last year that Taylor Swift couldn't hold a candle to. I mean, honestly, lyrically, production-wise, all of that type of stuff wasn't even in the same ballpark. But guess what? Taylor Swift is slim and trim. She's young. She's white and darling. And so she's going to get the nod. And so when you know that the system is set up for that type of situation, we have to understand that and realize that, which I think we do. I know we do. But for some reason, we still have this internal desire to show up and be a part of that regardless. And to me, I have a really tough time wrapping my head around how and why that takes place. If you, well, told me, look, man, you're not welcome at my house. You can't come over here no more. Based on the way that, based not like you don't even have to tell me verbally, but based on the way that you treat me when I come over, you let it be known that I'm not welcome. I'm not coming over to your place anymore because I know what time it is. We all have that innate ability and mental capacity within us, but for some reason, we aren't exercising it in that arena. We just don't care. We want to go. We want to be seen. We want to dress up. We want to, you know, be seen as important. And by doing yeah. that, we ultimately sell our souls, which is a true travesty. And not only do we sell our own souls, but being those that show up, but we're selling the souls of future generations because now they're aspiring to show up to these award shows that will ultimately do them the exact same way.
Yeah, and you're right, man. And one of the things that, like, most importantly, you're selling out the culture when you do that. You're selling out your people when you do that. And it creates that image that black people want, the black people creating what they want for them. You know what I mean? It's like we're so busy chasing something that, like a carrot that's out there for them, that they continuously pull away from us instead of focusing on building our own stage, our own opportunity to flourish and represent ourselves the way that we want to be represented. And it's like, when you think about it, man, it's like you got guys like J. Cole that dropped last year. J. Cole dropped a thought-provoking, like, once in a decade, I don't want to call it Illmatic, but it's pretty close to culture-moving album. And I don't even think – I think he was nominated for, like, a hip-hop Grammy, but not for none of the major awards, not for album of the year kind of things. And, again, it goes back to us, man. It's like we have to change our expectation that we're going to be rewarded by them for something for our excellence. Until Macklemore comes up with an album that's worth album of the year, that's the only time you can expect a hip-hop artist to win something of that nature anytime soon. And what really kind of frustrates me, when you think about it, though, the Grammys aren't necessarily tied to album sales and things of that nature. It's genuinely people just voting. And the L.A. Times did a study a while ago with the it was like 2012, if I'm not mistaken, the demographics for the Grammys. And it was about 54% of the voting committee was over the age of 60. And 94% of the committee was Caucasian. So that just shows you that demographic, just thinking about that, those numbers alone, they're not interested in anything we have to offer. It's like they are checking for a Beyonce track. You know what I mean? They're not looking to hear Kendrick, Black and Barry. You know what I'm saying? They're not looking for something like that. And we have to keep that in mind. But again, what's frustrating to me is we have so many of these large stars, the Puff Daddies, the Jay-Z's. These guys have made enough money where they can independently get with somebody like a Russell Simmons or a Dr. Dre and build an independent award show for hip-hop. And the thing is, people, you think about the BET Awards and stuff, but that's not really BET and that's not really for us. Not at this point. That's all Viacom. And Viacom has done nothing but made sure they're on every opportunity. They're going to exploit us. So it's like we can't expect much from them. But it's time for us as fans to start holding artists accountable for these kind of things. And, like, we continue to support these guys. People pay $250, $300 for a Beyonce and Jay-Z ticket. But Beyonce and Jay-Z don't even show up to the NAACP award. It's like the stuff that's tangible for our culture, these mainstream artists, they don't even really care about. And that's the thing that's kind of frustrating to me, is that these guys continue to kind of scrap and claw to go to the Grammys and Oscars. But the award shows that are truly designed for them, again, just represent the NAACP awards. See what you want about the NAACP, but that is something that's still ours. They put together a war show that it's always poorly attended. You get C-list celebrities not knocking Phil Harper, but that's who you get. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's the type of guys you get there. You don't get your larger black celebrities. I can't recall seeing a Denzel Washington at an Image Award.
Hey, hold up though, man. You know what? You just made an interesting point though, because so it's this weird dichotomy where, all right, white folks buy a vast majority of the music, but then black folks buy a lot of music too. But it's still, and then just staying in the Grammy kind of scope right now, it's still really interesting how these major artists like a Beyonce or Jay-Z or somebody like that, the only award shows worth showing up to are these, right? The Grammys and the Emmys are like, man, they go to shows that they not even in the running for nothing. You feel me? Like, they go to TV show awards, and they don't even have nothing to do with that. Like, I mean, it makes no sense. And, I'm a person that's all about accountability. Look, man, if you see me doing something silly, tell me I'm doing something silly. Like, because if I see you doing it, I will definitely tell you. Not because I'm trying to stun on you, but because I think it's the right thing to do. And so it goes back to us not holding them accountable. If Beyonce or whoever, and I hate to just keep using her, but I mean, she's one of the most popular people out there. So just for an example, not saying she's the end all be all, we could say Nicki Minaj or whoever, but if they're not showing up to our awards, then we got to stop supporting them, even if they are our people, to make them get the point. Like, yo, if you don't want to show up to the awards, to the people that actually really love you when it's all said and done, then we're not going to support you. And I know that's difficult for people to swallow, but at some point, that type of realization has to happen, and we have to do that. And I'm looking at these Grammy nominations, Record of the Year. Oh, okay, Stay With Me, Sam Smith, Fancy, Iggy Azalea, Chandelier, somebody named Sia, or Sia, Shake It Off, Taylor Swift, All About That Bass, by Meghan Trainor. Come on, you mean to tell me it wasn't one black artist that fell into Record of the Year, and then you go down into Album of the Year? Morning Phase by Beck, Beyonce's album, X by some dude named Ed Sheeran. I mean, come on, man. Like, then they got Pharrell's, or I think it's Ed Sheeran. I don't know my man's name, so I'm mispronouncing it, but because I don't mess with these dudes. But the point is, you're not checking for it, obviously. But the point being is, like, it's a lot of people on this list that aren't people of color, you know what I'm saying? But you cannot tell me that our people aren't producing quality music. The only person on this list is Pharrell and Beyonce, and their super crossover and that Girl album by Pharrell was trash. And I'm just being extra 100 with it. Like, that album was bad. And I listened to it, and I really wanted to like it, but it was not good. And then you go down the Song of the Year. Once again, Sam Smith, All About That Bass, Chandelier, Shake It Off, Take Me to Church. I mean, so reckless the way that they do us. And then you go down to Best New Artist. Sam Smith, Iggy Azalea, Brandi Clark, Haim. Like, come on, man. It's just the disrespect is so blatant and it's so out of control that it's beyond unacceptable. But what do? We continue to show up. We continue to go. We continue to tweet out Instagram photos, you know, or tweet pictures via your Instagram profile and all that. And then, you know, talking about I'm heading to the Grammys and all of that good stuff. But we getting jerked and still continue to show up. Like, I just think about all the rappers and all the R&B acts that was going to the awards that had put out quality work that had that didn't have a snowball's chance, an H-E double hockey stick, or even getting on this list, and they still show up, man, there's no way I would be showing up for that. But we need to start boycotting this type of stuff and saying, look, if you don't want to recognize our work and recognize us as talented individuals, well, guess what? We won't show up. And if they don't care, then they don't care. But at least you have that, at least you know within yourself that you did what was right and you did what, you know, what inside of your soul was the right thing to do for the people that were down with you at the current time, but not only that, but the people that are going to come after you. And I think that's, you know what I'm saying, one of the most important things. Real quick, if you want to get in here, 347-324-5360, 347-324-5360, if you want to jump in here on TNJ Radio, Solution-Based Radio. We're talking about the Black or the Berry, where, you know, we're talking about the Oscars and all of these award shows, the Grammy Awards, where our people are continuously shut out from the respect that they deserved. And we haven't even gotten to the movie Selma and how that was disrespected at the Academy Awards that are upcoming. But, you know, just really talking about how we are continuously put in this situation, but we don't fight back and we continue to accept it. And Wells, kind of switching gears a little bit, why haven't we boycotted these events? This is something that, going back to the beginning of time, Black people have stood tall on. If you don't want to mess with me, I'm not coming. I don't care if it's in regular life, whether it went back to MLK, however you slice it. If you don't want to mess with me, man, I'm not coming. If you treat me like trash, guess what? I'm not coming to your event in the local community. I'm not coming to whatever it is if you want to disrespect me and treat me in an almost inhumane manner. So my question to you, my brother, is why haven't we collectively started boycotting these events?
These people are afraid to lose that check. Number one thing, it's a money thing. People are afraid to lose that check. And for a lot of Black artists, they feel like they want to stimulate. The thing is, a lot of Black artists, it's like they're tied to that corporate check, that advertising dollar, your Pepsi, your Mountain Dews, your Double Mints, Sprite, all the people, the mainstream corporations that have invested somewhat in Black culture. And it makes you think about, man, like you always hear about the early 90s, those epic boycotts. You see those pictures with like Kid Play, MC like Queen Latifah, and those people boycotting the Grammys, and they were open about it. And the thing that's crazy, they don't, especially with the influx of like social media and things like that, imagine how much that would set the world on fire if Jay-Z, Rihanna, and Kanye West, they bumped the Grammys, and they're tweeting about it, taking pictures about it. Can you imagine how quickly that would travel? Can you imagine the impact that would have culturally? Like, that would set the world on fire. That would bring a lot of eyes to the table. And right now, those same artists are, as Kanye always wants to talk, Kanye made a whole album ranting about it, but you can see he went back to the hand that feeds him as well. It's like these guys, they are all in it for the money instead of what they really can do to improve the culture. And it honestly just breeds weakness, personally. That's just my belief on it. It just breeds weakness. It makes people feel like, hey, man, it's cool to lose yourself for the check, my integrity to get this check. And that's what, and that breeds so to that, and that mentality bleeds into so many issues that harm our culture. That's the reason women are, I don't want to say that's the reason a lot of people are just, they care about the wrong stuff. Like, people want to get famous for the wrong reasons. They want to record everything. They want to catch people slipping and sell it to TMZ. There's all types of dumb stuff. It just breeds a mentality of ignorance. And instead of actually creating, showing people that it's cool to have principles and stand for something. It's like a lot of these artists, they don't care about those things. They are really just in it for the check instead of improving the culture. And that's what's disappointing when you think about, like, the college dropout Kanye West, the George Bush doesn't care about Black people Kanye West. That was a revolutionary kind of dude. That's the type of dude that can have that Tupac impact on the culture. Now you get this guy bum rushing the stage, then apologizing the next day, or just turning into whatever he is now, because anybody that's listened to the music knows that's not the same guy, and he doesn't care about the same things that he used to care about, which would have made him literally the type of icon that would last forever. So it's kind of disappointing, but the thing is, man, we gotta shake it within our culture that everything is all about the money. And I think that's what kind of leads these artists into that direction where they have to play themselves out to go to these events. Like those older artists, man, they didn't care about the money. They weren't. I'm not going to say they didn't care about the money. I can't speak for them. But their actions show that their principles were more important than the money.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And, it's one of those things where it's funny that you mentioned that because I don't know what was on TV, but I saw a clip, or it might have been on YouTube or something, but I saw a clip that George Bush doesn't care about black people, Kanye West, man. And I was like, that's the yay that I used to love.
It fires you up, doesn't it? Doesn't that fire you up when you see that?
Because, it was a Hurricane Katrina documentary on Netflix, I think, that I was watching. But, I mean, that's kind of what was and what isn't, right? Like, once you start getting that check, man, and I pray to goodness if I ever get a check to that amount that I never turn into that, because at the end of the day, people are more important than money. And for these people, you know, they're willing to do anything for a check almost. And I hate to use this as an example, but I will, only because it's really impactful, or it was to me. So Common used to be my second favorite rapper. Nas has probably always been my favorite rapper, but Common was like my second favorite rapper, real close second, but Nas was always my guy. But the point is, as Common got closer to Hollywood, he became a completely different artist. His last two albums were so bad that, I mean, he was unrecognizable. He was on there calling women bees on every song. He got beefed out with Maya Angelou over a track because she didn't know that he was using her vocals, that he went to her and asked for to provide him with some vocals for a track, and then she didn't know that the vocals was going on this specific joint that was just crazy. And then he threw her vocals on the end of this song that was garbage, and then it was disrespectful toward women, and then, you know, the two of them kind of got into it over that or what have you. But Common had an opportunity to talk about, Black Lives Mattering and all that type of stuff at a recent awards show, and he did the exact opposite. He almost, I won't say he justified, because that would be false. He didn't defend nor did he deny the aggressions or anything that's going against our people, where he was at this award show where they invited him on stage to present an award. And I feel like that's a telling sign when even your most conscious artists or, you know, rappers or actors or whoever are at these events and are afraid to take a stand. He started getting the money so much to where he couldn't do it. Like, you know, he was doing the TV show Hell on Wheels, and then he started getting the acting money. Like, I remember he had one line in a song where he said, a chick said, I don't be dating rappers. And then he said, baby, I'm not a rapper. I got my SAG card. I'm an actor. Something to that effect. So he was basically saying, like, I'm not a rapper. I got my SAG card, my Screen Actors Guild card. I'm an actor. You feel me? So he was essentially saying, I'm done with that rap game. And he didn't, like, at the time, he was like, oh, that's a dope line. But then when you look at his progression, he really meant it. Like, nah, like, I'm really an actor. And he doesn't stand for anything anymore these days like he used to in the past. And even, like, recently, he did a fundraiser in Chicago, and it was sponsored by Tanqueray. And, like, I'm not banging on you drinking or turning up. If that's what you do, fine. But what I'm saying is like, you can't be doing that and then do it under the banner of Tanqueray. Like, if that's the point, just fund
it. Gotta be mindful. You gotta be mindful.
Yeah, just fund it under your own money. So that was kind of off the beaten path of, you know, the topic. But my point is like, they get to these events, and then even when they had a platform to, you know, express some things, they don't. They fold. And that's all because of that money, all because of that access to that money. They know that if they say anything that might be perceived as sideways, that money is getting cut off and it's a wrap on them, and they do not want to lose that money.
And that's the fear that the kind of, but it's funny, man, that kind of fear is something that lingers over our culture, and it's something that even you see it now in the common work, in the workplace. It's like on the day-to-day, you hear, you see people. Like, I can think about the amount of, I've seen people in the office and just out and about that search for that white validation in the workplace, and especially in corporate America. People are fearful, and it's like you see people kind of fade. They don't rise to the occasion. Like Common, like you mentioned, Common had the opportunity to rise to the occasion and he folded. And when you see that in the workplace on a day-to-day basis, I can't even think of the amount of brothers and sisters that I know that are super intelligent, degree to the T, but will fall back, and they're just so happy to have a job, they're afraid to speak up or maximize their potential in the workplace. They're content working for a clown or working for an idiot because they don't want to be in the forefront. It's like they're afraid of the responsibility that comes with that. And that's something that as we grow and as we develop as a culture, we can't live in fear. Like, we can't change the world. We can't impact our culture meaningfully if we're going to be afraid to do it. You have to understand the responsibility that comes with it, the scrutiny that comes with it, and recognize your platform. And, again, on the day-to-day basis, professionally, man, people can't be afraid to speak up, because when you do that, that empowers white America and it empowers white privilege. And that's something that people don't turn off. Like, and because white people get to the point where they feel like, hey, man, it's acceptable to kind of minimalize this brother's and sister's accomplishments. And all that does is hurt us more than anything else.
That's a great point. And you know what I was just thinking, as we jump into, you know, we want to jump into the solutions at this point, because we know that the problems and the issues are, you know, long, deep and wide. But we also know that, and I'm a firm believer in that, With every challenge, there's an opportunity. With every challenge or every perceived problem, there's room for improvement, there's room for a solution, and there's room for you to right the ship. And with that being said, you know, TNJ Radio is all about the solutions, because we definitely will talk about the issues, but we definitely will talk about the solutions as well. And I think there are many ways that we can right this ship. There's no doubt in my mind. And I'll share one of the ways that I see this happening, Jay, and then I'll let you jump in on it. I think one of the main ways, and once again, easier said than done, no question, but I think it can be done quickly and efficiently, is our people boycotting these awards and only going to the awards that recognize us. Well, how does that happen? We have to have the folks that are at the upper echelon so to speak, A-list actors, A-list, I don't even know if there's such thing as an A-list rapper, but the best rappers in the game. We have to have somebody that can get into those people's ear all at the same time and say, look, this year specifically, let's just say 2016, we all will not go to the Grammys. We all will not go to the Oscars. We all will not go to the Emmys. I don't care if you're up for an Emmy, an Oscar, or a Grammy. You will not go. We will stand in solidarity, and we will go to the Image Awards, the whatever BET Awards they're having, and whatever other awards are offered by our folks. There's so many of them, I could keep going on and on. But the point being, we need to stand in solidarity and say, look, let's not worry about yesterday. Let's not worry about tomorrow. Let's worry about the present. And this one year, this one time, we will skip out on everything, and let's see what happens. And I think that's one step that we can take right now that would be a solution towards these situations.
Just piggybacking that, man. Similar, I have a similar solution, and it goes back to challenging our artists. We have guys that have made, these guys are billionaires, man. A lot of these guys, or whatever Forbes is saying, they have the money to fund independent award shows. And with the type of star power that we can bring in with Black Entertainment, we can really create great events that are not corporate-based. They are independent ventures that award and reward real talent. That's things that glorify the Jill Scotts of the world, the Robert Glasper's of the world, the people that really make great music, that recognize the truly talented artists that we have in music, not even counting the wonderful Black actors that we see on a day-to-day basis. And that's the type of thing that needs to take place. Guys like Puff, Puff has the Revolt Network. He has an opportunity to use that platform to do something really good for the culture by creating an independent award show. And I guarantee if fans really started getting at these artists, emailing them, talking to them, tweeting them, somebody's going to get wind to that. If these guys are quick to retweet a Terrio meme, they'll sooner or later, if they're going to get the point that people are asking them to do something more than what they are doing. It's like we have so many, we glorify these artists in so many different ways just for them to continue to sell us out. As fans, as the consumer, we need to start challenging them to do something for us. And again, with that type of award show, that independent award show, that would go a long way in just rebuilding our confidence in them as leaders and voices of the people. And also it's an opportunity for them, for us to just say, hey, man, this is something that's ours. And we handled that. We talked about it before. It's like BET used to feel like, again, in the Teen Summit days, for me personally, I felt like that was something that related to me. And now we no longer have those kind of platforms and those kind of programs. I feel like Puff has that opportunity. And just following up on that, as a culture, man, we just need to get back to focus on becoming conscious and recognizing what's important for us to move forward, not chasing validation that isn't going to come.
Yeah. When you said that, you made me start thinking about something else, and almost got me off my next, off my second solution. let me stay focused here. What I'll say is, I agree with you, and what I'll say is, once again, you all, if you've been listening, you know me by this point, and you know that I think that the main way to change our conditions is through philanthropy, through fundraising, and I'll bring it into this arena. I wholeheartedly believe that the way that we fix this problem is to create our own entities that are bigger than or equal to these events. So, for example, we have 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different award ceremonies that we have going on, all separate, right? We have two or three different music awards hosted by BET, XXL, whoever else. Let's have one, just one, where we pull all our dollars together, and this is the rap awards. This is the music awards for our people, period. If you're not a part of this, we determine who's validated, not them. So this is the platform for music. This is where the most talented musicians show up and get recognized. And we do it on our own. So eliminate all the 50 million award ceremonies that we have going on and create one music award that's aired on Who's Ever Network and do it like that. And the same thing with the TV shows and the movies. Create whatever the name is for our awards, X out all the 50 million other opportunities for people to get awards, and build one platform that says this is the creme de la creme of awards in the black community and or for black artists. There's no questions asked. If you receive this award, you are the NFL MVP, so to speak. You are the NBA MVP. You are the best in the world. I know for a fact that we have the financial resources to create such an event. We have the talent in the field of event management to pull this event together. There's no doubt in my mind that we can do it for music and for the big screen and, you know, TV shows. But we have to do it and do it separate from those other awards. And I'm not on some, you know, separatist stuff right now, but in order to get your respect, you have to create an entity that respects you. And I think by doing something along those lines in both areas, we could truly command the respect that we deserve within our own culture. And then once we respect ourselves, then they'll respect us. But until we create that for ourselves, everything else is a wrap. And I can truly visualize that type of thing actually happening for us. And I think that it would be truly amazing, and it would be so dope for that to take place. We got a couple of minutes, Wells. You want to toss something else in there real quick?
It's something that I see it every day, man. It's something I have saved in my phone. I just want to reiterate this. This is a Marcus Garvey quote where he said, "The black skin is not a badge of shame, but rather a glorious symbol of national greatness." And something on level about Marcus Garvey, brother always talked about loving your culture and loving who you are. And that comes from creating real confidence. And I think real confidence and the assurity that you have in yourself and your culture, that'll eliminate the need for the thirst for validation from white America. And that's something that we need to focus on and we need to embrace.
Right. Yeah, that's I think that that's true. I think that it's timely, and I think that it's necessary. And it's funny that you had a quote, because I had a quote too. And to everybody that listened to us this evening, thank you to everybody that's been supporting TNJ Radio from the beginning. And I'll leave you with this, which is a quote from Malcolm X. And I hope that it means something to you. Nobody can give you freedom. Nobody can give you equality or justice or anything. If you're a man, you take it. With that being said, peace and love to all our brothers and sisters out there. Go out, get what you need, take it. Nobody's going to give it to you. The black or the berry, God is love.